Again, I'd like to, don't want to rehash all the things I had mentioned first that are in the guidance code, but I think there's a frustration on part of many of the residents there that things that are in the guidance code are not being enforced. In this particular application, it's my understanding that the application to the planning and zoning was incomplete, and the guidance code says that any incomplete application will not be approved. As been mentioned, the driveway is very steep on both 110 and 112. Approximately 2 weeks ago, there were two large pickups parked in front of these two villas. One included a horse trailer, which makes it very difficult for people that are trying to drive on that street. It makes it virtually impossible for people that live across the street to back out, because when they're not parked in their driveway at 110 or 112, they're blocking the driveways on the other side of the street, the way they're staggered. Again, this is one where they're not taking care of the yard properly. It's turned brown. And with all of the rentals, because the owner's not there, they're not seeing that their lawns are turning brown. They don't see the weeds that are in the yard. Again, this is a villa. It has a common wall that's not soundproof. And again, there's no 25-foot buffer, and none of the rental units in that neighborhood have the 25-foot buffer, which again is required by the guidance code, but for some reason that does not seem to be enforced or taken into consideration in these requests. I would request that 112 North Tuscany nightly rental permit be withdrawn. Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon. Sandra?
Thank you. Well, first off, I'd just like to make the comment that Wes and I signed the contract for purchase in November of 2006, and nightly rentals was a very big concern for us because we were moving out of Point Royal, and we did not want to move back into a neighborhood that did nightly rentals. And so we discussed that both with the developer and the salespeople. And the answer was absolutely not. And we actually read through Branson Creek's covenants, and the covenants are totally, totally silent on nightly rentals. Now, what you have in your hand there, if you'll just look at that for a moment, that first page is the footprint that Branson Creek used in their original advertisement. And if you notice there, as you go through the front door, that first room is not closed off. And it's labeled to be a study or a dining area. So it was designed to be an open concept floor plan. And they did this on purpose to improve the efficiency of the usable space and the square footage, because they're small units. And then if you continue to look, it shows that it's a two-bedroom with the upstairs loft. So the original design of those villas was for this to be a two-bedroom, single-family dwelling. But the owner has a letter in your packet where he says that he has gone in and changed this unit. And I quote, he says, "I have added the doors and necessary alterations to make this a four-bedroom villa." Well, it wasn't designed for somebody to go in and modify the original configuration of this unit and try to make this a four-bedroom unit. And the second page is a picture directly off of their advertisement showing the bed configuration in the loft. So what he has done is gone in upstairs and made this a dorm-style setting. And the third page there is actually an email, and it is from Jim Single, where he makes the comment that those lofts cannot be used as a bedroom. They don't qualify. So that loft area cannot be considered a bedroom. So This property is not compatible with the original intent of the developer, and he should not be allowed to change the original footprint and design of that unit. So he has tried to make that unit into something it wasn't designed to be, and so it's not compatible any longer. And the Taney County Guidance Code says that nightly rentals is in a residential area have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. Therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential use and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. On the next page, if you'll notice that page, it is the letter that the Taney County Assessor is mailing out, and I highlighted it. It says, if your property is rented on a short-term basis, it is transient housing. It is subject to tax and is now classified as commercial property. So again, it's commercial property and it is no longer residential property. So it doesn't qualify if it's commercial property to be a single family residential unit. So this property shouldn't be allowed. It's no longer what it was intended to be by the developer. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Wes?
Gentlemen, I stand here before you to ask you to consider to suspend the rule, the special use permit on 112. Sandra and I live right across the street from it. So we have a pretty good understanding of what goes on there, and I'm going to try to explain a little bit of what I've seen there personally. There are several issues, but first of all, you know, in his letter, in his packet that I think he received, he says he can rent it from 80 to 112 days. And I used 100 days as an example, at 10 people per day, as you've seen, that he can put in there. You know, so 10 people at, you know, 100 days, 1,000 people. What does that do to my neighborhood? That's pretty obvious. You know, it brings in excessive traffic, crowding at the pool, more noise, and all of this created an excessive monetary cost to our community. But yet he still pays the same fee, monthly HOA fees that I pay. For Sandra and I, two people, he's bringing in 800 people. That's not right. And that's one of the reasons I'm asking you to rescind this application. So anyway, then, you know, the issue of the driveway, we've heard about that. And the other day, there was a man over there working on an older vehicle. And I thought, well, I'll walk over and see what he's doing. An older model car. Went over, and, well, he was degreasing and cleaning it. I said, what are you doing? Well, that's my job. And so, and he had on shorts, hot day. That, well, nothing wrong with that, cowboy boots. But what was wrong with it? Had a little gun stuck in the top of his boots. Guys, I don't think Branson Creek is that dangerous a community that he has to be out there in the middle of the afternoon working on his truck with a gun stuck in the top of his boot. But there are many people that were showing up in that unit from time to time, excessive drinking, loud, out on the deck, and I think Karen or one of them mentioned that. Sue walking by, they get loud, abusive language. That's them. And they're there. They were there. I mean, that's not an every weekend affair, but they were there over a period of time, which was very uncomfortable. And then there was the issue on a 4th of July, and yeah, they brought them in. And I don't know exactly, but there's like 16 or 17 people in the unit. And they decided it was time to shoot off fireworks. And I don't, I enjoy fireworks, but not when they're coming across the street at my house. And that's exactly, and I said before, we live just across the street. And it's about 150 steps. And the bottle rockets and the Roman candles and all the little whiz-bams that they had. And so I go out and I ask them, hey, quit shooting off fireworks in the neighborhood. And they told me to do something to my body that I don't think is physically possible. They used the F-bomb, you know, if you can understand that. So I called the HOA. Of course, nobody's there. I called the managing company. Oh, yeah, we'll get right on it. Well, of course, nothing happened. I waited for a while, but they continued to shoot them at me. So I went and asked them again, if you don't quit, I'm going to call the sheriff. Well, they didn't. So I called the sheriff. Sheriff came out, and when the sheriff showed up, these four fat ladies sat on the driveway, this very steep driveway like this. Everybody up. 16 or 17 people that we'd kind of counted. But only four of them were sitting there at this time like this. Mm-hmm. And the deputy showed up, and he took all my information down, dropped my driver's license, and went across the street, confronted them. This one lady stood up, yeah, what do you want? I heard that, and that's kind of, finally after some conversation, he took her back to the patrol car on the far side of the street. But that's one of the issues that we faced, and that's type of the thing that we faced. And then, my neighbor and I, we both have little dogs, and we were out walking our little dogs. And that's not been too long ago, about 6-8 weeks ago, maybe. This little car comes whizzing down the street very rapidly, pulls up in front of his car, stops. This guy jumps out of the car, slams the door, heads in, 112, comes back out, and I say, hey, would you mind slowing it down a little bit? There's kids right around the corner through the pool. Guess what? The F-bomb drops.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Well, he could just pull out a gun and shot us, I guess, about as easy. We hear about that going on in Springfield all the time. So, yeah. But anyway, the lady that's moved in next door, single, and she lives there, and you've heard they're now classified as commercial. She lives in a single-family resident. Those walls are maybe 6 inches, and you can hear the sound. Whether there's high heels, whether boots or children, you can hear that sound going up and down the stairs and running back and forth.
Okay, Wes, thank you.
I respectfully ask you to rescind the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Wes. Barb?
Good evening. My name is Barb Durham. I'm the office manager for Sunset Realty Services, and we manage the property at 112 North Tuscany and also 157 North Tuscany. So I'm just going to give you an overview of kind of everything, and then we manage 9 other properties out of Branson Creek. Since we've had the notice from Planning and Zoning that vacation rentals are required to apply for their individual Division 3 permits within 30 days in order to continue rentals, we work diligently with our owners, Planning and Zoning, and Western Taney County Fire Department to accomplish this. As of now, we have 7 properties that, including this one, that have gone completely through the process and received their certificates of compliance. 2 of the properties have the fire suppression systems installed, or to the other properties, and we're in the process of getting the sign-off from Jim Single and get the certificate of compliance. One of our properties, 157 North Tuscany, had the installation scheduled for May 30th, but then they received the notice of this appeal, and the owners understandably put that on hold before sinking, you know, another $8,000 into the property out, you know, until we can figure out the outcome of this hearing. And then the final property owner is just waiting to figure out what happens with the appeals also, and we have his unit blocked out, and it's not available for rent. So I'd like to address a couple things that have been brought up. First is the issue that the vacation rentals are not compatible with Branson Creek. Of course, there have been numerous documents that show that you know, they've allowed vacation rentals since at least 2007, you know, showing the rental pool and everything like that. We started managing out there in 2011. Until last summer, we had no significant issues. At that time, you know, one of the things that I'd like to address that Ms. Murphy brought up was that they never knew who managed out there until we posted something. I specifically spoke with Susan Smith and Ms. Murphy in June of 2016 on numerous occasions. We